What up, though?
Welcome to the Just
where we have weekly discussions about life and current events. My name is Mark Askin.
My name.
And we are
Just Askin.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Hello, how are you guys?
It's been a lot going on. Episode 39. We are a little late.
Not a little, a lot.
We contemplated not putting an episode out this week just simply because of everything that's going on. Not like here locally,
but just around the world, the U.S. specifically.
Right.
It's just been real heavy with the protesting and police brutalizing the protesters, and just seeing that in. Watching it on your phone and stuff, it was just a lot, and I wasn't in the mood to really.
It can be draining.
We
actually recorded an episode earlier in the week as scheduled, but after listening back to it, it was just like
we just sound real dull.
Yeah, you know, we
could tell we weren't in the mood to really do it, so we decided to redo the podcast and make sure we sounded interested.
Yeah, kinda.
We're a little more upbeat this time, so.
And I found that when we do it in the middle of the day versus like once the kid goes to sleep, then
because we're tired and drained,
the whole day is passed.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and move over into our news brief.
So I'm sure everyone knows about the protests, and it started because of the viral video of George Floyd being killed by four officers. Finally, those officers have been arrested and charged. It took like all this civil unrest to get all four of them charged.
Right.
One was initially charged, the main person that was on his neck, kneeling on his neck. But now all of them are charged, and the main person, Derek Chauvin, his third degree murder charge has upgraded to a second degree murder charge, which I feel is the necessary charge that he should have been charged with
to begin with.
Right.
Right. All right. So, that is only one step. So I don't, I don't really celebrate that to a certain extent because
there's always charges and they always get arrested. Well, exactly. Not always, in some cases,
right.
But eventually the story dies down and people are not paying attention and the person or officers get off.
Right. So this is a step in the right direction. But at the end of the day, we're waiting for justice.
Convictions,
right. So, all right, moving along.
Yes. Many times we can feel like, as Black people, alone in this country, feel like nobody cares. But I was just kind of surprised and also just loved the fact that so many people are with us, standing with us in solidarity, not only just in our country, like, all races, nationalities, but even
abroad,
other countries such as New Zealand, the Netherlands, London, Tokyo, Toronto, Berlin, Jerusalem, Rome, Milan, Germany.
You got them all.
So many.
I'm about to say you got them all.
There's many more, but those are the ones that I know of, and I was just like shocked, like wow. And they're like screaming "Black Lives Matter" and. It was just good to see.
Yeah. And I think just to kind of piggyback off of that, they had the Blackout Tuesday, And just to kind of see that a lot of the corporate entities also kind of spoke their piece and joined in, and they didn't really generalize it. You know, most corporate entities try to walk on eggshells. They don't want to offend. They don't want to lose advertisers, whatever the case may be. But you go on Amazon now, still it says Amazon is supports the lives of Black Americans or African. Like, they literally have it right there on the home screen. Apple Music. And a couple of other entities, when you go on there, they give messages. My job, my 9 to 5, and even, you know, from the head down, has all sent out very specific talking points in regards to the events that's going on. So for everyone that says that, you know, marching doesn't work or all these other things don't work, you know, I think that they play a vital role in the discussion, but just to take it one step further, we also need to vote.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people thought that, even sometimes I would think, like, I don't really think protesting does anything. But had they not protested in all over the world, I don't think those charges would have came, because they were dragging their feet with the other three. And I think it's so much pressure and so much chaos going on, they just charged him, I guess. So yeah, it did play a part.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was the sole reason behind it, but I'll take it.
Right.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, if it wasn't for the, you know, the protest and the media coverage and a lot of other things that kind of played heavily on it, you know, like you stated, things could easily die down.
Right.
And, you know, we're on to the next. Like,
yeah, and I'm glad that it's still not dying down, because there's still so many people that need justice, like Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of, I don't want to say forgot about her, but she has been kind of like
somewhat overshadowed.
Yeah, by going on. But the people in her state are not moving at all.
We use the word overshadowed just because George Floyd is somewhat the face of this particular movement.
I really think it was like the straw that broke the camel's
right.
back.
Right. But I think that from a lot of the coverage that I've watched and read, her name is included. She's just not the face. So what everyone is doing is not specifically for one person. It's for the magnitude of people who've lost their lives at the hands of the police. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's on the ground, though. I definitely want to give a huge kudos to the lawyers and the organizers and the people that are in the streets, on the ground, you know, really
putting their lives at risk, because a lot of people that I've seen, like, a lot of people have lost their eyesight because they've been hit by rubber bullets in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
People were met with some white supremacists and were, like, one girl in particular in Las Vegas stabbed 7 times. One guy was killed in one of the other states, I think Nebraska. And so it's a lot going on.
Yeah. And I always urge people or, you know, friends and things like that to really, you know, if this is something that you are passionate about, definitely, you know, do some research. Know that everything that you see and read could be skewed. And or, you know, take the pieces that are valuable. You know, the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, a lot of people have their opinion about looting and rioting and, you know, hey, we can do this. Why you got to burn down buildings? We're not going to have that conversation. But I'm stating that, you know, the perception or the things that you may see and read may not be 100% factual. And it's been concluded that there are
infiltrators
and people who are, you know, gaining off of the pain of others. They're going in and you know,
specifically, like, going in to cause chaos and destruction so that Black Lives Matter will be the ones blamed. They even have pictures. I have them saved in my phone. police officers literally distributing bricks like throughout the city, just placing them on the sidewalk so that people could come down there and start, when they get angry or whatever, they grab a brick and just start tearing up stuff. So that's why I'm glad that Tamika Mallory, she's an activist. She even told the people, she was like, some people may be new to protesting, but we don't do all that. She was like, if you see bricks, do not pick them up. And they even told him, like, just place them in the middle of the road, like, stack them up so that police can't travel down the road, because they were running into protesters with cars and things like that.
Yeah, that was in
like
New York, too. Yeah, so anyways, was there anything else in regards to news?
I do have two more things.
Okay, go ahead.
One of them was about, and I just want to clarify real quick, because I said that nobody's moving on Brianna's behalf. What I meant was the officials, like the mayor, the governor.
Yeah,
they're not
the DA, and
who are all Democrats, mind you. They are not trying to get this girl justice. So that's what I meant. I'm not talking about protesters or anything like that.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a couple in Georgia. I don't know if you guys seen this news story, but it was a girl. She was from Spelman. The boy recently graduated from Morehouse, and the couple were heading home. And
you actually meant you brought this up.
Yeah,
last.
The state had issued a curfew. Mm-hmm. I believe they were unaware of it.
Right.
And it was like 2 minutes past the curfew. Headed home, and they stopped at a light. The police bust out of nowhere, bust out their windows, flattened all their tires, and tased them and dragged them out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them were resisting or doing anything. They were scared. They were screaming. They didn't know what was going on.
And this was in Atlanta, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. So I just had an update. Six officers have been fired and charged in that case, and they are seeking to sue.
Okay. I didn't know they were actually charged. I knew they were fired, but I didn't know they were charged. Okay, good. Kudos.
So I'm happy about that.
Mayor, what is it? Keisha Bottoms?
Yeah, Keisha Lance Bottoms.
Keisha Lance. I almost called him Lance Bottoms.
But, yeah. So I'm glad that there was swift justice in that.
She don't play no games.
Exactly.
No.
So, and then there's another story out of D.C. where Mayor Bowser, she has been trying to tell the president, you know, he needs to stop with his
antics,
with, you know, like inciting
violence
and
his tweets.
You know, he's not helping the situation at all out there. And he even did like a photo op where
in front of the church.
Yeah. And prior to him getting to the church, they tear gassed peaceful protesters
just to kind of clear the lane.
Yeah, so but like brutalized them just so he could take a picture as if he's an actual Christian. Anyway, so as a response, they spray painted the pavement in
big, bold, yellow
letters, Black Lives Matter.
All the way leading up to the White House. And she also renamed the street Black Lives Matter.
Right in front of the church.
What was it? Black Lives Matter Lane?
Plaza.
Plaza. Yeah, Plaza. So shout outs to the mayor of D.C. So I frequently visit D.C. for work, Maryland area. So next time I go, I'm going to take a picture. Hopefully after all the chaos.
Yeah. So that's all we have for news.
That's it?
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead and move over into our viral minute.
For this week's viral minute, we have a video, but obviously we can only play the audio.
Obviously.
But I wanted to play it.
You got to set it up first, babe.
Okay. So it's a clip of a woman being detained, and she is asking the officer, why am I being detained? And she just keeps asking, and he doesn't say anything. He's just sitting there holding her arm and she has cuffs on.
Right.
So
she came up with a little jingle.
Right. And it's hilarious because she had a little dance to it.
All right, here it is.
I don't want to be detained for no goddamn reason. Yeah, that's how I hope I act. Naturally, ask anybody who know me.
What you in school for?
What are you talking about? Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. And you're detaining me for nothing. And you about to lose your job. You ain't even got no job because you're training. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Is this shit worth you losing your job? Because you about to.
Because you about to.
All right, let's go ahead and move over into our music segment. We have a bunch.
I know
to
you have a lot of music that you wanted to talk about, so
we'll just start with that,
right?
So, I guess I did go bike riding and things like that. We didn't cover this in the recap, but I kind of went outside, got some fresh air, did some exercising throughout the week, and that's a perfect time for me to put Tidal on shuffle and find out what's new. Okay. Right? I know over the past 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks we've been covering versus battles, but I really want to cover a handful of good R&B music. So I know we always talk about, oh, we wish R&B came back, where's R&B, blah blah blah. It's been some good music that came out over the past week or two. We don't have to play any clips because we do have a versus battle that we want, that we are going to cover, but I definitely wanted to shout out Neo. He has a new song with Jeremiah called You to Love. Lucky Day, we always talk about Lucky Day, but he has a new song with Babyface called Shoulda. It's a dope little flip to the Toni Braxton song. Kevin Ross, he's kind of slept on, but he has a dope song out called God is a Genius. Real funky. Check that out. Lloyd, he's been a ghost, but he came back with a song with Teddy Riley. So a lot of other young cats is kind of reaching out
to the old heads,
right? Excuse our tough choice of words, but I mean that's what it is. And that song's called Slow Wine Bass Lines.
What?
His voice is a little irritating on the song, but it's Lloyd. Yeah, Lloyd. But Teddy Riley's doing like the the
synthesizer.
So check that out. Again, another throwback, Sammy. He's been consistent, even though nobody really checking on him. But he got a new song with Real Timmy from Power.
Okay.
It's called Picky. That's a dope song. And then lastly, Ro James. And I know we really don't talk about Ro James because he comes out with projects like sporadically. There's like no consistency, but he came out with a new project. And I haven't listened to it, but the three songs that I did listen to had Miguel. It was called Too Much. He has a song with Brandy, who should be dropping a new album soon. That's called Plan B. And he has a song with one of my favorites, Masego. It's called Slow Down. So,
yeah, all the songs, like, I need to listen to it because
I'm probably going to create a playlist so we can listen to it again while I'm cooking or whatnot. But definitely wanted to cover those songs. Check them out. Let us know what you guys think. All male singers, but again, that's just what kind of came up. And we cover a both, so it's not like we're discriminating or whatever. You know, everybody got something to say. All right, let's talk versus.
Okay, so this might have been... said was the most epic one. This one was the most epic, but in a different way.
Hold on, you said the last one was the most epic, meaning the 112.
Oh, no.
You talked the 112 and
We talked about two of them, but I'm referring to Beanie Man and Bounty Killer.
So what you said, just for the record, because I can take that clip and put it on repeat. You said that the 112 and Jagged Edge was the most epic.
No, I meant the most epic.
Fail.
Prior to this last one was
Beanie Man and
Bounty Killer and Beanie Man.
All right.
But this time it was epic in a different way. It was like, was therapeutic and it just made you feel good, like which we needed.
Right. And so, it for me, it broke up the monotony. Right.
It was right on time.
Yeah. And it was Fred Hammond and
Kirk Franklin.
It's your boy, Kirk Franklin, your uncle, your cousin.
You really think you sound
I
like people?
I should be a voice impersonator.
No.
for all my people in the struggle.
I sound just like him.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be like...
No, you're not. Wow. So we can start with Fred Hammond.
Hold on 1 second. If you say legendary one more time...
Oh, because I said the legendary.
Yeah, I'm looking at it's the in notes, my notes, guys. All right, so we can start with Fred. Now, I know...
And these are gospel artists, if you're not familiar with gospel.
If you're not familiar with it, like, that's your problem. Right. So, I think I stated a few weeks back when John P. Key and Hezekiah Walker, mm-hmm. I said that John P. Key is my favorite gospel artist. And I wanted to just kind of clarify, kind of set the record straight.
Right.
John P. Key is my favorite gospel choir artist. Like, he's my favorite artist when it comes to... having a choir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Specify that. He is one of my favorite singers on gospel music. But if I had to pick a solo artist, it would be Fred Hammond. He's from Detroit. Yeah. And he's just been very consistent for 100 years. Now, if I had to pick a GOAT, it would be Kirk Franklin. So I just kind of throw that out there. All right. So if I had to pick... Now, are we picking 3 songs or are you going to pick like 15?
Don't worry about what I'm going to do. Wow. You just do what you do. And I'll do what I do.
So my wife didn't put her songs on the list.
I didn't want you to cheat.
She put hers down on a piece of paper. She owes good. All right. So I'm going to start Fred Hammond. If I had to pick 3 songs, like the rules say, I would pick The Ordinary Just Won't Do, which is a commission song.
Mm-hmm.
Running Back to You, which is a commission song. And When the Spirit of the Lord. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart. Like that song to this day. And I would say blessed. Like you can't really.
And that's more than 3.
Huh? So blessed.
So I'm going to name all mine in.
No. If I sometimes do an honorable mention.
No.
And it will be blessed. So it will be blessed. But so those are my 3 with the honorable mention of blessed. Like whatever. You can't be a musician and not play blessed. Like that's the official gospel offering song for the world. I'm done.
Okay. So Jesus. Mine, I now have a lot.
My wife
so
has.
Do you want me to just I want stick you to
give
me,
3? I want you to give me 3, and if you want to give an extra one. My wife has 2.
Why do I always have to be restricted?
My wife has 2 pages of catalog.
So, starting with Fred Hammond, my 3 are You Are the Living Word. It's one of my favorite songs of Fred Hammond. Another one is, No Weapon, my joint. And then the last one would be Running Back to You as well. So.
You done?
Yeah.
My wife told me not to sing none of the songs when she do hers. So.
But I also like, since you wanted to name more.
You got an honorable mention.
No, I got more.
Just one more.
Blessed, Glory to Glory, oh my God. King of Glory.
So you're just going to say his whole album, basically.
And Let the Praise Begin. Let the praise begin. Hallelujah.
I'm not singing with you. I'm going to let you sing by yourself. The one before that, though, what was that one? Which one you said?
Which one? King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? I'm singing that wrong. Yeah.
And
I'm by that.
Yeah.
Commission, though. Yeah. I do not know the words. All right. Let's go ahead and move over to...
Are we going to play one?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So...
We both have...
Out of all the ones that we...
So we both have Running Back to You.
Yeah.
So we can play that one.
Okay.
And do you want to do an up-tempo, too? All right. Here it is. Commission. Running Back to You. All right, so just FYI, Fred Hammond was in a group called Commission, for the people who don't know. All right, let's go ahead and move over to your cousin, move over to your nephew.
Kirk Franklin.
You are so jealous. then I can do all them voiceovers.
Okay.
All right.
I'm super mad.
I'm going to have you go first since I went first with Fred Hammond.
Now, I would probably list all the the songs because I just love pretty much all of his music.
Yeah, so we're not going to do that.
But if I had to pick three.
Uh-huh.
Number one, it just gets me every time. Something About the Name Jesus. Hosanna.
Uh-huh.
And this is hard because there's so many, but it will probably be Now Behold the Lamb.
Now Behold the Lamb. All right. So that's your three. You want to give an extra.
I don't have any up tempos, but those are the ones that speak to me.
You're a real worshiper, babe. You're a real worshiper. All right. If I had to pick three, it would be Hosanna as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Hosanna. Yes. I just like the intro. It just gives me hype. Oh, wow. I really like Silver and Gold. Like, it's a throwback, yeah, Kirk Franklin. But
see, this is what I'm saying. I love all these
Silver things. And Gold. And then for me, mid-tempo. So I got one fast, one slow, and the mid-tempo would be Melodies from Heaven.
Melodies
it's faster
from
than that.
Heaven. Rain down. Yeah, that song.
All right. So I do have an honorable mention, though, for Kirk Franklin. Now, I can listen to this song year round, but it's off of his Christmas album.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he didn't play this. So.
Jesus Is the Reason for the Season is the ultimate Kirk Franklin song to me. Like, I can listen to
Jesus
it right now.
Is the reason for the season. Yeah.
Yes. He is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He is the reason for the season. Yeah. Man, that's my joint. Okay. Anyways.
Which one we gonna play? I guess
we both have Hosanna.
Right, so.
All right. That way we don't have to play 100 songs.
All right.
All right, here it is. Kirk Franklin, Hosanna. All right, let's go ahead and move over into our shows and movies. It's showtime.
Anyway.
We ain't watched nothing.
We didn't really watch anything. So
I watched a bunch.
We have barely anything to talk about.
We watched Insecure.
We can start with Homecoming. We haven't finished it. We halfway through it. I had a class to get to.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway.
So we started watching Homecoming, which I don't think we've ever covered. We may have talked about it in the beginning of our podcast about shows that was kind of slept on. It's an Amazon Prime exclusive. I didn't expect it to have a season two because it was one of those series that kind of took you from point A to point Z.
And we thought it was done.
We thought it was done.
But yeah, they came back. So watch the first season if you haven't.
It's definitely really watch good. The first season. It's
creepy.
A little creepy. A lot of twists, a lot of suspense.
Turns, yeah.
Kind of slow.
Yeah, but trust me.
Watch it. And it last, I think the niche season one had Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had that one guy in it. I never knew his name, but he was on the show with Sanaa Lathan. Remember, they were police officers.
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired. And if I had to guess, I'm sure he's from London. But
he's not.
Oh, what?
I think he's from Canada, though.
That's the same thing.
That is funny.
So this is off topic, but we always look up actors, especially ones that we haven't seen. And 9 times out of 10, they're from the UK.
Right. His name is Stephen James.
Oh, that's a real,
I just looked it up.
A real American name.
Canadian actor.
Yeah. So Homecoming season two stars Janelle Monáe.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure how I feel about that, but
what you mean?
Because I still don't really look at her as an actress. I'm still look at her as.
But she does an amazing job. Don't sleep.
I know. Like she did the what is it? The Astronauts and mm-hmm. What was it called? Man, it's Hidden Figures.
Oh, yep.
She did,
yeah,
Hidden
she did
Figures.
A good job.
She did a good job in there. And I'm sure she did other stuff. But anyways, We'll see. We'll watch it. We'll probably watch a few episodes this month or this week, and then we can talk about it next week. We still have to finish The Last Dance. Just, I'm throwing it out there, FYI.
Okay.
All right. We also watched, well, I also watched episode one of Black Monday, season two. It was been on my list, and I don't know what you were doing, but I was like, oh my goodness, I got the TV to myself. So I subscribed to, I think, Showtime. Signed up for a 30-day trial, so I'm a binge season two. But Black Monday is slept on. I'm sorry. Like, you have to watch season one, and I'm excited about season two. So we'll catch you guys
so
up on
we
that.
We have it so I can catch up on the first season?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
All right. Lastly, we watched Insecure.
My favorite.
Yeah. And it was actually a different episode, a different kind of episode. And I like that this particular episode had a little depth to it, a lot of dialogue that was a little bit more.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I can't talk.
No, I'm sorry. So, I guess my opinion is not valued. Go ahead. What you was going to say?
I was just going to point out that not only was the Versus like a good distraction, this also was an amazing distraction. The show is hilarious. And I loved what this episode was about, because this is what I wanted to happen.
This is what the fans want.
I don't know if it's, anything is going to come from it. I don't want to give any spoilers.
It's
but
too good to be true.
It was about Lawrence and Issa. I'll say that. It's like, they're soulmates.
So
I felt like it was about closure, though, if I have to say. But
all right, with no spoilers, Kiana.
I hope not. But it was good. Watch it.
All right. So, is that it? You didn't watch any of your... So,
no.
I guess you've been watching news for the past
2 weeks.
Just MSNBC.
Yeah.
All right. It's June. It's a new month. Let's go ahead and get into our intentions.
So last month was about going after something you're passionate about. This month is going to be, I have two things. It's June now, so it's going to be a lot more sunnier. We're moving into
warmer
summer
weather.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things that we should be doing is soaking up some sun.
Mm.
It's a great way to get vitamin D.
It is.
And vitamin D, there's major health benefits from that. So, mm-hmm. And you can get it from the sun.
Right.
And just so you know, the things that you actually get from vitamin D, the benefits are that it protects you against inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
It lowers high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It helps muscles. It improves brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And it protects against cancer.
Yeah. And so, it's free. I mentioned that before, but just get outside, get some fresh air. I know, depending on where you are, you may be still, you know, confined to your home, etc.
Just take the necessary health precautions, put on sunscreen, and hey.
Take a walk. Take a bike ride.
Right. The second one, because it's so much going on, like, in the world with the health crisis with COVID-19 and all this other
protests,
stuff that's going
et
cetera. On.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like we should meditate at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is it just helps you like release like tension. It helps you to focus just for those, however long you do it, on something other than what you're being bombarded with.
Yep.
So, and while you're doing the meditation, I would suggest focusing on breathing by doing like deep breathing exercises.
Yeah. So I know we're not going to do a tech talk, but there are a lot of apps for people who prefer to have more of a like a structured meditation.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I use is called Headspace. It's free. It's on the App Store if you have an iPhone. Not sure if they have an Android app because we don't have Androids. But Headspace, and then Calm, I think, is another one. I haven't used Calm, but Headspace is very straightforward. And it actually gives you timed interviews. It kind of talks to you in your ear. So if you have AirPods or headphones, you can put them on, block out the craziness, put it, you know, maybe when the kids are asleep, etc. So I like it.
Yeah. So those are the intentions for this month.
All right. Let's go ahead and move over into our just asking question for the week.
Question.
For the just asking question this week, it is, how do you explain what's going on right now to your kids?
Mm-hmm. And I think this topic kind of came up. I mean, obviously we have three boys, but you mentioned that Sesame Street was actually having a, I don't know.
Talk about race and racism.
Was it a live or the special broadcast with CNN?
It's actually coming on. I don't know when the podcast will come out, but it's coming on this Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m. on CNN.
Right. And I know we've kind of touched on it briefly, but obviously us having three boys, we've had this conversation recently, but we consistently talk about this. We consistently talk about inequalities and race and I don't want to say being different, but you know how everyone has their own opinion and upbringing and outlook on life that may differ from yours.
Right.
Right. Is that a fair explanation of what we talk about?
And I just feel like the reason why we have already started conversations, they come to us with things. And also, I just feel like having three black sons, is we don't have a choice.
Right. And so, they also have the advantage of going to a diverse school. They're in a diverse school district. And the reason I say advantage before people, you know, try to take my words and run with it is because I personally feel that when you are brought up and raised in
predominantly
one
certain races
or if you're only exposed to one side, you have a harder time adapting once you get into the real world. So to me, that's a pro, and that's actually one of the things that we look for in school districts when we go. Like, we don't want them to be the super minority,
right?
So we want them to see people that do look like them,
right?
But I also think it's equally as important to be around people that are what the world is made up of. All right.
So they have literally every race.
Correct. Yep. And again,
in their school.
All right. So to answer the question, and I guess this wouldn't be a topic where we would both give an answer because we have the same answer. We both talk to them in, you know, at the same time.
Right.
But I know you did some research in regards to tips.
Right. So I looked up some things, and this is information from CNN, actually. And they talked about, like, for instance, because it depends by age, but, like, Ethan and Parker's age, we should limit their exposure to TV, smartphones, and iPads, even with their peers, like, what people are saying, because you don't want them to come across something and they don't understand, or it's something negative regarding race, or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you have to make sure you know what they're consuming, basically.
Exactly.
And they also gave a tip about, from an early age, even like at 6 months, you should be reading things about race and things to, you know,
kind of
show like diversity, because they said at that age they can distinguish between races and they can pick up on other people's feelings and emotions toward certain people.
Right.
And people don't realize this, but kids are like sponges, so they learn very fast. They even said, like, between the ages 2 and 4, they're already aware of like stereotypes and racism at that very young age, because they're, like I said, soaking in different things and they're learning basically from their parents. So it's very important for the parent to teach them, talk with them about race, talk with them about history, literally on their level, because they don't really understand. but constantly sharing with them and normalizing different cultures and races so that they don't already have like a bias right. at a young age.
Yeah, yeah.
And telling them that it's normal for all of us to look different and that you should love everyone and, you know.
You know, you're right. So, right. and I just to kind of take it one step further, we also try our best, even with Cameron, and to show them diversity in regards to the content that they consume. Mm-hmm. Primarily, I think with Cameron, we looked for books and characters and stuffed animals that looked like him. Mm-hmm. And then that was a good tool that we used to kind of explain to him why, I don't want to use the word problematic, but why it's kind of frustrating that we can't find these things as he, now that he's older, right?
Yeah. Because he would, I don't really want to get into that topic, but he would sometimes, as a kid, wish that he was another color because I think he didn't see. That's why we made Tyler.
Yeah, it's me, Tyler.
The books and stuff yeah. like that, because he wasn't seeing himself represented in books and yep. TV and things like that. So I would often hear him sometimes saying, like, I wish I was that color or something like that.
Yep, yep.
And that's why it's so important to make sure, especially if you have black kids, to see that they're represented, even other races
right.
That are not depicted in things such right. as Asians or.
Yeah, the topics go hand in hand because we're talking about, you know, inclusion and how do we chat with our kids about that. But I think that's also that plays a big role or it plays a part in regards to the content that they see and being able to use that as a talking point.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have any more?
It was some other things that they were saying, like you should also limit what you watch in front of your kids, which we do for the most part.
Right.
But they were saying even like when you're watching the news, because they may see something and not understand, like, this just happened with me. I was watching MSNBC and they were showing a clip from the protesting. And Parker was like, why are the police doing that? They were like literally running people over with right. the car. And I just was like, okay, you it's you don't little, need to watch this.
It's a little too much.
But he just didn't understand. And that's what they're saying. Like, you should make sure what you're watching doesn't, you know,
inadvertently affect or
yeah.
be. Yeah.
Because you don't know how that affects them. And then if they see, now if he may see police officers, he may get scared.
Yeah.
Because he's seen something like that on TV. Yep. So
in addition to the conversations that we have, you know, we may be frustrated and talking about current events and things like that, but we have to be mindful, or you have to be mindful, not you as in you, but the people, the listeners. We have to be mindful of the conversations that we have and
right.
the I don't want to use the word biases, but our opinion
or outlook on things
in certain groups and people, because they may not say nothing, but they are listening. So if I may say, oh, you know, cops are so irritating, again, inadvertently,
we always say, like, if we were to say something like that, we say, not all people are like this.
So,
not all. We want y'all to know that this can happen, but not all people are like this.
Right. This situation is very, you know, it's everything is on a case by case basis in this world.
Right.
We explain to them that. I don't know what that makes.
Okay. And I also wanted to give out, like I told you, 2 to 4, they're already learning stereotypes and racism and stuff like mm-hmm. that. By 12, they said that kids become set in their beliefs by the age of 12. So it's so important. And then we wonder why this keeps happening generation after generation, because depending on what you're teaching your kids, and some people can be teaching their kids hate inadvertently or
intentionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's amazing that at by 12, they're set in their beliefs already.
Right.
Not saying that they can't change later on or grow up and learn that racism is wrong or anything like that. But by 12, they're kind of set in their beliefs until they become smarter or learn better. So it's very important for parents to teach their kids how to be anti-racist.
Yeah.
Period. Yep, it's not enough to say be a good person or to be non-racist. To me, anti-racist is a verb. You have to continually work at something and learn. And
take action. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that it's equally as important, especially for us as African Americans, to also teach your kids about self-pride. Now, I'm not...
Oh, I was getting to that. I wanted to... One second, because I wanted to talk about Cam's age. I talked about Parker and Ethan, but at Cameron's age, I feel like it's important to, they said, see what they know, like about what's going on and how they feel about it. Because a lot of kids hold things in about how they feel about certain situations, and they may not feel like they can express themselves because they feel like maybe they shouldn't know about this stuff.
Right.
Because I was talking to Cameron about something, and he was like, did you hear about George Floyd? And I'm like, of course I know about it, but I'm like, how do you know about it?
Right.
And I think somebody sent him the video. He has like a group chat of friends. And I'm like, what? And he was like, yeah, that was sad, wasn't it? He was like, he didn't even do anything. And so I was just letting him talk. But I'm like, y'all don't need to be sharing stuff like that.
But my thing is, like you stated, at their age, I mean, we monitor everything that our kids do. But we can't monitor everything.
Yeah, we don't know what his peers, that's what I'm saying. You don't know.
We don't have control over that. Yeah.
Like what they're discussing or.
Yeah. And I know, like, even with the video games, he plays NBA 2K, and he was like, yeah, you know, they got the I Can't Breathe t-shirts available in the game and things like that. And I was like,
I'm going to buy that's so cool, the shirt.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, I think, go ahead, did you, before we move to the next segment, but I was just.
Yeah, and then so my next point was that parents of Black kids need to affirm their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you going
to
say?
No, I was just going to say that I think it's equally as important as we talk about race and other races to also include the benefits of loving yourself.
Yeah.
And being content with yourself. Yeah, that's basically what I was going to say. I've been teaching them
that ever since, like, Cameron came to me that one time and was telling me that he wished he was this color. And then even when I was pregnant with Parker, I was like, who do you think your brother is gonna look like? And I meant it as like, is he gonna look like me, you, or him? Mm-hmm. But he opened a magazine and pointed to a white baby, and I was like, you know we're Black, right? He will never look like that.
Yeah.
And so from that point on, I made sure I affirmed him of like, Black is beautiful,
right?
Your skin is beautiful, how you are, God made you this way because that's how he wanted you to be.
Yep.
And you may look different than people in your class, but that doesn't mean that you're less,
right?
You know,
right?
So I'm constantly saying things like that. Even with Parker, like, I remember him saying something like, why are we called Black if we're not Black?
Right. Like, yeah.
He doesn't get that. And he was like, because I'm brown.
Yeah.
And we just make sure that they are prideful.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason I say I didn't want to, you know, because some people think pride can be the opposite. You know,
they like, look at it as.
Like white pride is like. Well, I guess, you know, people have an issue with white pride, but when we talk about Black pride, it's a contradiction.
But so, it's because we've been treated differently in history.
Yeah, and it's not spawned out of hate. It's not that we're saying
we're
Black
pride.
We're
affirming ourselves.
Right. We're not stating that Black is superior, right. which is the tone that you would get from a white pride.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we are not professional historians, but I want to clarify that because you know, we may have a diverse group of listeners, and we can only speak off of experience.
Right.
But we tell the conversations that we have with our kids is, you know, what we do in our house.
Yeah. So affirming your kids is very important because I've heard parents, you know, talk about their child's skin tone right in front of them. And I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah,
like,
with your dark A.
You already putting something negative into their mind. And they already are programmed to think that they are inferior.
Yeah.
So you don't want to add to that.
Yeah, and you don't want to add to... I mean, there's layers. Because another thing that we have to deal with within the community is colorism.
Right.
And I made that comment a few seconds ago because that's something that we have a tendency to joke about certain things, you know, like, oh, you know, you acting real light skinned or, you know what I'm saying, things like that. But at the end of the day,
making jokes about skin tone, kids internalize this.
Yes.
You don't know that, but they're listening, they're watching.
Yep.
So they learn from the adults. So you have to be very mindful what you say around kids. And I don't play those games. I don't like the colorism game. Like, it's not gonna fly with me.
Nope. So that was it. I mean, did you have any other talking points or?
Also, I was gonna say it's very important to give them a basic understanding of what's going on because you don't want them not being aware.
Right.
Also, as having black kids, they need to know something about race because they will be affected by it.
Right.
They are looked at as adults. Like Cam would be looked at probably as an adult because he's taller. He's has almost like a man build right now. Yeah. So you have to be honest to keep them safe.
Yeah. And I think where you have to also be very mindful of how much as well.
Is yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about this, me and you.
Yeah, because you don't wanna overdo it.
Exactly.
Now they're just so self-conscious and
it's not even that. It's like even
paranoid.
Right. But it's also like when we talk about other groups and like the history and how they've oppressed certain groups and, you know, us being slaves. You know, I think with Cameron, he's a little older, but even, you know, we kind of talk to them in groups, you know, all of the boys at the same time. But we have to change the examples for Parker.
Right.
But I think you don't want to give them too, or like scare them basically,
right.
where they're not comfortable around their teachers or their classmates because they look different. Like, yeah, don't talk to me because you enslaved my great.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
They know that there's good people in every race. They know that they're not inferior because they're black. They know that they can have pride in being black. They know that.
I think we give them a good variety.
It's like a good variety. And also, we don't overdo it. So. Because they have friends of all races and they don't think nothing of it.
Like, yeah, and I know we talked about it at the beginning of the segment where, you know, we chose to put them in a more diverse school. So we're not, like, it would be counterproductive to put them in a diverse group of people just to tell them that all the other groups are bad. So just to kind of conclude, one thing that I would like to say is that this conversation is primarily about how parents talk to their kids, but don't forget to also listen. Like, let them talk.
Right.
And I know you mentioned it earlier in regards to you know, seeing what they know.
Yeah.
But take a step back and listen to what it is that they either know, what they have questions about, and have that open dialogue. Because I would rather it come from us.
Yeah. Keep things in and you never know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So you guys let us know your thoughts. I know this topic is a little bit different, but if you guys have any questions or, you know, if you want to continue the conversation, you guys can always shoot us an email. You can always follow us and slide in our DMs. Our Instagram handle is Just Asking Podcast. Every week.
I just had a every blank. Week.
Our email, just asking. I already said it. Mm. Our email address is
Just Asking Podcast at gmail.com.
Jeez.
All right, say it one more time.
No, it's over. We
no,
already got it.
Come on.
What's our email address?
Just Asking Podcast at gmail.com.
I'm keeping all that in.
No.
All right. And if you guys need resources or, you know, have any.
Yeah, I would recommend Googling. Like, if you are interested about what we talked about, Google some resources. There's many books that discuss the topics that we discussed today.
Yeah, one of the ones that I'm actually looking into is a kid's book about racism. It's from an author called Jelani Memory. Mm-hmm. So that's the one I've been seeing floating around the internet. So
yeah, and there's plenty of them. So take a look at them and you can read them to your kids. I don't care if they're white, black, Asian, whatever.
Green, purple. It doesn't matter.
All kids need to learn about this.
Yeah, lastly, if you go on Amazon right now or this week, I don't know how long they're going to have the banner up. They have a Black Lives Matter banner at the top of every page, and it says Books for Kids to Inspire Change. So, great resource. Everyone's ordering from
Perfect.
Amazon.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So, again, thank you guys for listening.
Like and subscribe.
Stay safe. I want to say stay indoors if you still quarantining, but
be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Don't touch your face. Nose, eyes, and mouth.
All right, drink some water. All right, my name is Mark.
My name is Kenya.
And we are
out.
Peace.